Okay, in this video, I will show you how to set up these moving averages. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, you can watch this video on my YouTube channel. So I am showing a chart in this. So this is the price, this is the volume, and these are the moving averages. I will show you how to set up these moving averages. So first, let me select them and remove them. Okay, let me bring up the settings. Okay, this is the TradingView platform. So go to indicators, type moving average, go to this moving average simple. Okay, I click here. So let's say I want the moving average to be 50 day moving average. So I go to input, I keep the length as 50. So it will take the past 50 days of closing prices and average them out. Source is close, offset is zero. SMA is 5, time frame is chart. Make sure you keep this as chart just to keep things simple and wait for time frame closes. Style, give it blue color. Make it default, don't get into smoothing. Tick these two boxes, labels on price scale, values in status line. Hit OK. So this is the 50 day moving average. Let us set up another moving average. So let's set up 150 day and let us set up 200 day moving average, very commonly used. So let us make this 150. Style is green. That's it. Let me put the 200 day also. Go here. Sorry, click on this moving average, make it red, inputs, make it 200 day. So as you can see here, 50 day, 150 day, 200 day. So as you can see, a nice uptrend on this stock, all moving averages are sloping up, right? So what exactly is a moving average? An analogy I would like to give you is, a moving average is like the orange juice. You have the orange, which is the price, and the moving average is like the orange juice. So the 50 day moving average is like the concentrated orange juice. It is just derived from the price. Orange juice is derived from the orange itself. So 50 day moving average is like the concentrated orange juice. 150 day moving average is like the concentrated orange juice but little bit of water in it. And then 200 day moving average is concentrated orange juice with a lot of water in it, so it is diluted. The more further away you go from the price, the more it is diluted, right? So a combination of moving averages is used to look at the trend. So short term trend and these are longer term trends. So this is how you set up moving averages on your chart.